quite a few of you talking about Story of a Lifetime. It was on BBC One last night. Here's Brona. Morning, Brona.
Good morning, Stephen. I cried my eyes out, that poor man.
Wee John Leishman, he's coming on the radio show later on. Just to set this up, he'll be on with us later on. But John's the 92-year-old war veteran, and his whole story started when he contacted the Nolan Show about the radio show about, I think it was about a year ago, and he couldn't get to see the Queen. And then Peter Robinson, the First Minister, was listening and got him a ticket to see the Queen. And then we started hearing about John's story. But you then saw his whole life story on TV last night.
But see, whenever he talked about his wife, and see, whenever he seen, I know, them white graves.
Yeah, the war graves, yeah.
It was priceless, absolutely priceless. God love him, and God looked down on him. You know, you think all your troubles, you think about all these in the flag protests and whatever. Do you know what? That meant everything. That meant everything. No harm to the flag protesters, no harm to anybody else in the world. Whatever troubles is going on in the world, that man just needed that.
Do you know what it made me think, Brona, when I was making the film with him? It made me think that BBC Northern Ireland, and I'm not being critical here because I'm part of this institution, but you know, maybe we don't actually garner enough information and life experience from that really elderly generation, because it deeply affected me even being with him. Because you look at a man like that,
Stephen,
and you think I you just admire them and you want to hear from them.
See, my only critical acclaim was, right, you didn't hug him. See, if that was me, although maybe I have a mother head on me, I would have hugged that man.
Yeah.
And you didn't. You didn't even shake his hand or put your shoulder over him or put your arm over him.
Well, I did.
I would have done that.
I did. Quite a lot.
You know,
quite a lot. Remember what you're saying, by the way, is you're seeing a 30-minute film. We were with John, you know, 20 hours a day, many days a week, you know, putting a film together like
and
that.
And I'm sitting going, oh, why doesn't he hug him now? Why doesn't he hug him?
Well, he's a he was a lovely man, and some of the
he's a beautiful, well respected man. Now I take my hat off to him. Big time. Absolutely big time. God love him.
I'm just reading some of the messages that are coming into us on Twitter at Stephen Nolan. Excellent documentary, says Stephen Redpath. John Leishman's a real hero, a true inspiration of a man. Here's Zach. Listen to this. Zach says he made us realise that we as humans are not the same. Country and wife, that was all he needed.
His wife and his country.
Yeah.
You know, see the troubles that we're going through now. As I said to you again, with the praise commissions, with this, that and the other, it's wee buns compared to what that man went through.
Yeah.
You think about, you put yourself in his shoes, his team, and you say to yourself, like, how many battles has he seen? And there's us fighting for this, that and the other. It's like wee buns compared to what he fought for. He fought for people's lives, people that weren't even born then.
Gareth says those men lost so much and many friends for our freedom, yet they asked for nothing in return. They're real heroes, says Gareth today.
No.
Okay, look.
He's a hero. He's a hero.
Okay, Brona, thank
you. Everybody should take their hat off, tell him.
He's
a hero.
Thank you very much indeed, Brona. John will be joining us later on